It's never been easier to make money online. We're going to talk about it today on Coach's Corner. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. Really, it's never been easier to make money online. This is episode number 55. Coach's Corner is empowerment for entrepreneurs. We're sponsored today by The Marketing Network, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit us online at themarketingnetwork.tv. Use offer code COACH at checkout and save 25% on your membership. All right, everyone, welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Robert Imbrielli. Happy to be with you today. Going to talk about something that is fun. A little bit of a nostalgic kind of show today. We're going to go down a little bit of memory lane, I think. And I think it's worthwhile to do so because I was in a conversation earlier this week with somebody who said it's very difficult to make money online. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. I actually got online for the very first time, shouldn't even tell you this, but 1984 with a Commodore 64 and a service called QLink back then, which eventually became known as America Online. They rebranded and turned it into that. But I've been online for a very long time. Started selling online back in 1989. My very first sale was $1,100 online. Before there was a World Wide Web, it was on a bulletin board system. So people who tell me it's difficult, very difficult to make money online, have no idea. Because today, honestly, it's easier than ever to make money online. And I'm going to give you a little tour, and I'm going to give you some insights as we go through this today and give you some ideas of what's possible. I mean, there's so many things that bubble up to in front of my mind, and ways you can make money online if you're sitting there wondering, gee, how do I do it? It ain't hard anymore. I got to tell you something. Okay, let's go. First of all, I want to give you something to do, always something fun to do. Go to my website, robertimbrielli.com. I got a new ebook there for you, Secrets to Wealth, 10 Brilliant Strategies for Creating Lasting Wealth. You can get it for just entering your email address. It's free to download, $9.95 value, and it's available for a little while longer. RobertImbrielli.com, you'll find that there. And that's a good way to kick off the podcast because we're going to be talking about a lot of different things today. And, like I said, internet marketing isn't what it used to be. It was very different back in the day. When I made my sale back in 1989, this is what the online world kind of looked like, right? This is not uncommon to see bulletin board systems that look like this. I ran two of them back then. And back then you have, you'd give people a phone number, dial this phone number, and your modem settings, 9600 baud, no parity, 8 data bits, 1 stop bit, 8N1. Remember that? For those of you who've been around for a long time, and this is really what the modem used to look like, right? It was an external modem back then. They didn't always have internal ones. And it was this giant box that you'd put on your computer, next to your computer, and you would be able to connect to these online systems. Now, obviously, it's very different back then. How do you start selling on these? Well, how I sold on my bulletin board was I actually used postcards, and I would send out postcards with the modem information and the phone number so people could dial up and connect to my bulletin board. I could only have one person at a time using the system. That was it. There's one phone line. So one person would dial in and they would use it. And if they were on there for an hour, anyone else who was calling in, they'd get a busy signal. They wouldn't be able to get in. And what happened was somebody from South Africa got hold of this postcard because I was sending them internationally. It was easier to do that way back then. And they got hold of this postcard and they were able to log into the bulletin board system in the middle of the night, our time. It was their work day, but in the middle of the night, our time. And they placed an order, put in the credit card, put in their shipping information, and it was an $1,100 charge. And it was fantastic because it was like, wow, we wouldn't have made that sale otherwise because at the time, the company I was working with was only open 9 to 5 East Coast time. All these other time zones, sorry, you guys are out of luck, right? So that was a lot of fun to be able to see that. And I said, wow, that came in online. Nobody knew. I mean, the boss I was working for back then, I said, we ought to sell these things online. He goes, what's online, right? It wasn't even common in our vocabulary back then. So I got to tell you something about being difficult to sell online. Yeah, that thing took weeks to put together and build, and you had to get a phone line, you had to get a modem, you had to get a dedicated computer. Then you had to buy the software, and the software was really difficult because it was, DOS back then. It wasn't Windows. It wasn't easy like it is today with that kind of interface. But, you could do it. If you were dedicated to it, you could certainly do it. Email was interesting back then. It took days to get an email sent to someone. It wasn't like it is today. You send an email and boom, it's there in seconds. There was something called FidoNet. There was quite a few of them, actually. FidoNet was just one of many that we used back then to send email. So what would happen is my online system would, someone would log in and they would say, I want to send an email to another user who was on another system. My system would collect that email, and at the end of the day, it would put all the emails in a bundle. It would dial up the next computer in line, and it would send that whole bundle of email to the next computer. And then the next computer would do that and send it to the next one, send it to the next one. And finally, it got to the one where the person who sent an email in the first place received it. So that could take days. And then to get it back was the same thing. It would go from computer to computer to computer, once, twice a day, whatever it was taking, it would take forever. But there was email back then. You can imagine my happiness when I found the World Wide Web a little bit later on, because that really changed everything. Everything sort of became instant at that point, which we hadn't had before. Look at this, back in 1991, when the internet actually, the World Wide Web actually came out and was available to the public for the very first time. What you're seeing on the right is actually a website. And you could see there's a little image there. There weren't that many images back then because it was dial-up internet, right? It really took a long time to send that much data. And the internet was all gray. It was, no matter what website you went to, the background was gray. That was it. And the text was black. And there really wasn't much. If it wasn't hyperlinked in blue, it was black. And that was it. That was the internet. Really wasn't a whole lot of fun back then. But it was fun being on the cutting edge of that because it was, you know, you got to see how this thing kind of grew and how it became what we know it to be today. It's quite amazing, actually, to watch it all. I was real excited about it, and you may not be. Back in 1995, you remember America Online. We mentioned it a little bit earlier. By then, they had 20 million subscribers. Now, think about this. A country of, back then, we probably were 250 million in this country. America Online had 20 million. So how many people were online? Really, one in five? I mean, it just really weren't that many people. You know, it just wasn't that kind of a system. I actually sold things on America Online, actually made money, and I know a lot of other people who did as well. A lot of people were buying advertising back then, and it was 25 cents a click is really what they were charging for advertising back then. It was really interesting. They really got stuck on this 25 cents. It was 25 cents a minute if you were a subscriber, and later they came with an unlimited plan, but initially it was 25 cents a minute, and if you put advertising on there, they were charging you 25 cents a click. I don't know what it was with these 25 cents things, but they kind of liked it back then. Very different world, right? If you look at that compared to where we are today. Let's look at, let's go forward a little bit, 1996. Guess who came on the scene? The very first search engine. Wow, Yahoo. This is an image actually from the very October of 96. This is just when they just got started. And I remember being online back then and using my browser, going to Yahoo and looking up the search term marketing. Guess how many results I got? If you guessed four, you were right. Four results. That's all under marketing. Now there's millions of results today, right? There wasn't really anything known back then as an internet marketer. It just really was just starting to come out, come known. So this is a little bit further along with internet marketing. You can start to see is starting to become a thing. I was sending my email newsletter back then. I had to use spam software because, you know, the Kai contacts and the constant contacts of the world, the AWebers of the world didn't exist. They weren't invented yet. The only way you could send more than one email at a time was to use spam software. And it was really good back then because there were no spam filters, right? So if you sent an email to 10,000 people, 9,000 or more got that email. It wasn't restricted in any way. So bam, it just went and it went out and this software would run overnight. I'd put in the list of people I wanted to send it to and let it run overnight. I was sending out a newsletter. People who were on my list or wanted to be on my list, the list was managed in a text file on my computer. You know, it's like they would sign up. I would get an email. I would take the email out and put it in the text file. Then I would take the text file, put it into the spam software, put the email that I wanted to send and then hit go and off it would go. And that's the only way to do it. There wasn't a quote-unquote legal way. There just didn't exist. The technology wasn't there. So around about 1996, 95 actually, 96, Corey Rudel was one of the people that really got started in this. You remember him. He passed away, I think, in 2005. But this was his website way back when. The Internet Marketing Center. And you know, he was one of the very first online marketers, if you will. I was doing it then at that time, too. Not quite as effectively or as much as he was doing it. But certainly that, you know, we got started and that really started to build the Internet. Ryan Dice, by the way, started in 1999 in his college dorm. So this is even before, you know, some of the names that you know in today's society or today's Internet marketing community. I'm going to show you my website back then and show you how different things are today from where they started. Hope you're enjoying this little tour back. This was in 2000. This is what the website looked like, and you can see there. Fill in your email address. I already had a lead capture form, right? Know that from back in the early, mid-90s, we started to do that, and we would capture email addresses. And like I said, you had to manage them manually. There was no way to do that. So that was an interesting thing. Ultimate Wealth is the website. I started it in 1999, July of 99, and I don't actually have a photo from the very first website, but that is pretty close to what it was when I first built it. Fast forward a few years, this is 2004. You can see that things are coming along, and now I've got a free ebook offer on the right-hand side. I apologize, their photo is missing here. I don't know, the system that the Internet Archive is where I got these from, and it doesn't really capture all the images sometimes. So there was a banner of some sort underneath the company name, and there was a free ebook. You know, get a free ebook with, you know, to put in your information. And on the left side, I had another register now. I had, you know, looking, I had something called the Millionaire Club back then and had a login form there, and it was, you know, coming along. It was starting to look like internet marketing that we kind of know today, right? So fast forward a little bit further, 2015, jump another 10 years forward. The website hasn't changed that dramatically, you know, in all these years. But you know what? There's still, you know, a sign-up form on the website because you just want to keep getting those people to enroll and be part of your mailing list. Look at the website today, 2018. You know, the lead capture form is somewhere, but I don't see it here. I think it's a pop-up on this one. And you can see the podcast is front and center on this website. It's not my main marketing website anymore. I have other websites that I do the marketing with, but you can see that you know, it does change throughout the years. Things do keep moving forward and keep changing, which is really a lot of fun. So I want to get into where we are today, because that was sort of the context of this podcast. I want to kind of give you some insight into looking at, you know, marketing online and where we've come from. You could see it was a lot more difficult back then. It was really only for the geeks back then, the technical type people. It just wasn't for, you know, anybody without any technical skills. That has completely changed today. It is so easy today because the tools have gotten so much better. And I'll give you, you know, I'll give it to you here you know, text. Is there more ways to make money online today than at any time in the history of the online world? And that is an absolute fact. There are so many different things you can do if you're a graphic artist, if you're a writer, if you're a singer, if you make online music, if you know, there's no end to it. There's no end to ways that you could get that information out in front of the right people and make some money with it, right? It's very easy to sell digital product today. I really think there, you know, we're struggling a little bit with product that has to be shipped and you know, hard goods that are inventoried and shipped and sold. I think that's changing a lot. A lot of the internet marketing now has moved to digital because shipping is so expensive. And I think what's going to save us there maybe is Amazon. Amazon is talking now about putting together their own shipping service. I think they're going to be starting in LA this year, where you're going to be able to ship products through Amazon. That would be kind of cool. Amazon shows up at your door, picks up the products, and brings them to your customers. Maybe we'll get shipping under control, because it's really out of control right now, and it's really hard for people who do ship hard goods, getting those shipping numbers down, because people really don't like paying for shipping, right? So digital goods, that's where it's at. That's where the energy is. And it's so nice because there's no limit to how many digital goods you could sell, right? If you're selling something digital, it's just bits at this point. And you could see so many people in the App Store, for instance, in the Apple App Store, have become very wealthy creating an app. And Apple does all the promotion. They do all the marketing. They do all the customer support, right? Well, you know, I guess the technical support would still come back to the app developer. But for the most part, you know, if people want a refund or whatever, I think Apple's handling all of that. They handle the front end and they take just 30% of, you know, whatever they sell that app for. That's brilliant. People get on, they get their app on the front page of the app store, and all of a sudden you look at that and you say, wow, these guys, you know, they're just, they make thousands and thousands of sales, and there's all kinds of money coming in. It's really great. And, you know, the cool thing about today is that the marketing tools are easier than ever. They really are easier than ever to use, and there's more of them, which really makes it a lot of fun because, you know, back in the old days, you really had to create whatever you wanted to create. You had to do your own programming and so on and so forth. I've been helping some customers, some clients of mine with their websites and their funnels and things. And I've been looking at the tools and I'm like, boy, this is just so easy. Point, click, you have the information, done. I mean, it's just like, it wasn't like that in the old days. You had to do all the coding yourself and you had to go up and look JavaScripts. I need this JavaScript to do this and that one to do that. And you're building these web pages that could take days to create and get them to do what you want them to do. Today's point and click simple. You don't have to be a technology person. And here's the cool thing about this, really, you can get quality training from many places today if you don't know what to do. Some of it is free. And I'll give you the hint. Where's the free stuff? YouTube, right? There's just so much stuff on YouTube. Of course, you know, you have to sort through, take the good with the bad because, you know, there's some good stuff there and there's some stuff that's not worth the time of day. There's, you know, just ask around who's got the best stuff or look at the reviews before you watch a video and see how many thumbs up it's got. You know, videos with a lot of thumbs up, probably going to be a better video than a lot of videos that don't have a lot of thumbs up or a lot of positive reviews on them. So you can go in there and you can have a look and see what people are responding, how they're responding to it. There are a lot of people who are putting good content out there. Some of it's free. Like I said, some of it's free at the beginning. And then, you know, if you want to get a little bit deeper, then they'll charge for it. That's fine. I'm perfectly fine with paying for the education if I'm going to get value from it and use that value. That's really fun. Here's something I want to share with you. This is sort of fun. You can make money even if you don't care for technology. I know a lot of people don't care for technology. They don't want anything to do with technology. It's just not their thing. They don't like it. They don't enjoy it. You can make money. I have family members, actually, who are making money online, and they hate the technology. They don't want to know anything about it. They couldn't build a website, you know, if their life depended on it. They couldn't build even a one web page. They couldn't set it. They wouldn't even know where to start. But they're still making money online. Things like Amazon, they're selling on Amazon. They're selling on eBay. eBay is still a viable marketplace. Amazon right now, you got some old stuff in your garage you want to sell, bang, you pop it up on Amazon in 10 minutes without having to take any photos of it or anything. Literally answer a handful of questions and boom, it's on Amazon. I sell a lot of old stuff on Amazon, by the way. Really nice marketplace for that. You don't have to care for marketing. You don't have to do the marketing. Like I said, if you're on Amazon, guess who's doing the marketing? Amazon's doing the marketing for you. You can do it if you don't care for selling, right? A lot of people don't really enjoy getting on the phone and selling. I enjoy it, but that doesn't mean everybody does. It's just because I can do it or enjoy doing it doesn't mean everybody does. You can make money online. You don't have to do selling. You get to make money online even if you don't care for working with people. How many of you are like that? Don't care for working. We really don't want to work with me. I want to be all by myself. I want to hide behind my email, hide behind my website. I don't want to talk to anybody, right? You can make money online. It's fine. Nobody needs to know who you are all the time. You can make money if you don't care for shipping things out. Like I said, digital products are the thing today. They are the thing that's making the biggest difference is you're able to sell digital product. So if you look at that and you say, wow, look at all these different things you can make money on. And here's the kicker for you. You can make money if you hate leaving the house, right? You can make money from home, right? There's a lot of scams in that part of it. But the truth is there are a lot of people who make a lot of money working from home. They don't necessarily go to a job anywhere that they need to. I have an office. Why do I have an office? Because I like to separate the home life from the work life. And this works for me because at some point today, I'm going to close the door, put the key in it. I'm not going to think about this place until I get back here Monday. That's my choice. But I don't have to have this. I could actually and have for many years work from home and do pretty much the same thing I do, except meeting clients. Meeting clients is a little bit harder when you're in a home situation than a sort of a commercial establishment that I'm in here. But you could do it. It's certainly possible to do. So the question I have for you today is, why are you not doing it if you're not already out there making money online? Why are you not doing it? What's stopping you? Well, there are two things, really, and we're going to talk about those because I think they're important. Number one is the big F word, fear. right? So it's, you're asking questions like, well, what if it doesn't work? Or I don't know how, or I don't know where, I don't know when. We kind of get ourselves in this loop and we just ask all these weird questions that don't help us. It can't help us move forward in any way, shape, or form. And it happens. It happens to me, happens to everybody. I'm not immune from this. But I notice it when it's happening. And then I can take action to stop it, change the direction, do something else, do something that is a little bit more productive and say, okay, what is it I'm really afraid of? What is it that's stopping me? What's causing me? Procrastination, by the way. People say, I'm a procrastinator. Well, you have fear. That's really what's behind procrastination, is fear. And why is there fear? Then you have to start digging into that. And a good thing to do in those cases is to get yourself a coach, because a good coach will be able to peel back the layers and find out what's really going on. What are you really afraid of? Are you afraid of what people will think? Are you afraid of what people will say? Are you afraid of being criticized? Are you afraid of, you know, making mistakes? We're all going to make mistakes. That's how we learn. Unfortunately, we were taught the opposite in school. Don't ever make a mistake in school. Well, wait a minute. That's how we learn. That's as human beings make mistakes and we learn from the mistakes, and we don't make the mistake again. We've learned something. We move on. That's how it works. So yes, you're going to make mistakes. Yes, you're going to make errors. Yes, you may even waste money. All of us have wasted money in the marketing world. All of us. There's no question about that. We've thrown money out the window at things that we thought were going to work and didn't work. And, you know, so be it. You learn from it. You move on. You take it to the next level. You do it again. And that's part of the game. So if you've got this fear thing going on, or you may call it procrastination, and you're not taking steps to move yourself forward, get a coach. Easiest thing you can do. You know, it's probably the best move I ever made way back in the 90s is to have a coach and have someone who said, the reason that you're blocking yourself from doing this or making that phone call or sending that email out is because of fear of blah, and bang, you started to work on those things. I still have them today. They're not totally gone. There's always something that comes up that may be new, may show up in a different way, but may be part of that same pattern. And you keep working on it. You know, it's part of life. Life is about growing. And, you know, Jim Rohn always used to say, he says, you want to make $1 million, not for the $1 million, but for what it makes you, what it turns you into. Because there's so many lessons in there, so much growth and happen in that. You might say, well, I don't care for money. Well, you know, maybe don't care for growth. Maybe you just want to stay where you are. That's fine too. If that's the way you want to go through life, that's great. But I don't think those people are watching this podcast. They're watching this podcast because they want to learn something. They want to move a little bit forward. The other thing that really gets people, the number two thing, is bad self-talk. And we all do this. We easily talk ourselves out of getting started on a new project. Well, you know, it's not going to work out. And, you know, I know Joey who tried it 10 years ago and it failed for him. So it'll probably fail for me too. One has nothing to do with the other, right? The way you approach it, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your belief systems are very different. It's a very different mix for you than it is for anybody else. I can give you an exact formula. I can give you the exact website, the webpage, the product, the pricing, everything that I do in exactly the way I do it. And it works well for me. It may fail for you. And you might say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. You've given me everything. You're doing it the same way. You're marketing the same way. You give me the same ads. You'll send the ads to the same market. Why does it work for you and not for me? Because you're coming to it with a different set of expectations, a different set of beliefs about what's possible. And, you know, we got to look at what the self-talk is, what's going on in your head. Do you have complete and total belief that what you're doing is going to make a difference, is going to work? If you do, you may outperform me. You may actually do 10 times what I'm doing. You may do nothing at all. You may do what I'm doing. You may be doing more. But I have no way of knowing that without knowing you and knowing what's going on between your two ears. So be careful of the self-talk. The self-talk can be really detrimental, or you can use it in a positive way and it can be really good self-talk. And you could get yourself to a point where you're really encouraged and really motivated to do the things that are necessary to make a business work, an online business work. And, you know, really getting through the fear is the number one thing. If you can't do it, get a coach. And that's really what I want to really leave you with, is that idea. So I've done a few things. First of all, I always have a coach, 1, 2, 3, sometimes as many as 5 coaches, believe it or not, in different areas of my life, because it's important. I have things on health. I have things on exercise. I have things on finance. I have things on mindset, right? Coaches will help me in these different areas. Not one coach is going to be good in all things. If they are, they're probably mediocre in all of them, but I want the experts. I want the ones who really stand out and can make a difference. So I've been on a little journey this past couple of weeks, I've been looking to bring you access to some of these more brilliant kind of coaches, these kind of coaches that will have a lot to share and be able to give you a lot of advice as far as a business owner and sometimes a woman business owner versus a man business owner, different kinds of advice that I don't have, that I can't share with you because that's not my area of expertise. So I went out and I said, I'm going to find some people to bring on as guests. And the coming weeks, we're going to see people like Carolyn Mall. She's going to be joining us, and she's just started a new mastermind called The Synergy of Empowered Women. I think that's really fantastic. And she's a coach, just like I'm a coach, and she's going to bring a lot of insight specifically for women in terms of what kind of things you run into as far as business goes that can really help you kind of break that glass ceiling a little bit, because sometimes, you know, it's a different game for women. In my view, women have advantages in certain areas that men don't have, and they have disadvantages. And I think for men, it's the same thing. So it's a different mix. I can see it from the male perspective. I can understand the female perspective, but I probably wouldn't be the one that you'd want to turn to for advice if you're a female and saying, well, how do I break through this? You know, I may not know everything I need to know. I know about it, but I may not, because I haven't experienced it. So the best coaches are those who experience. Carolyn's going to come. She's going to join us. I believe it's August 10th, but don't quote me on that. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I probably should, but I don't. And she's going to come and join us. Next coach that I'm bringing on the week after that, Stephanie Fort Lefevre, and she is going to be talking about, and this may not be the final title, but creating a new reality starting first thing in the morning. And I really love this. She was doing some live streaming on her Facebook page this week, and I was listening to it, and I said, this woman's really got something going on here, and I want to bring her on. I want to talk to her more about it. I want to have her share some of her insights, because the people who watch this podcast are primarily business owners, entrepreneurs, right? And we need all the help we can get, because far too often we spend too much time focused on the business and focus on the projects we're on, and we kind of miss out on some of this other stuff. So my goal with this podcast is to bring that to you. So we have more, you know, just more coaching, really, from the mindset side of things, because we don't get enough of that. And that is really what makes the difference. If you look at anybody who's super successful, they're working on this. They're working on personal development, not just once in a while, not going to, you know, check the box off once a year. Hey, I did something. I read a few pages of a motivational book. No, no, no. They're doing it constantly. They're always working on themselves. That's what makes the biggest difference. And I'm also going to keep bringing you more people who are really business people. And here's another one that's coming up, Dave Espino. I actually watched a webcast of his earlier this week, and he really talks about something called the world's most perfect business, which if you want to know what the world's most perfect business is, information marketing, there's a lot more to it. So he has a lot of experience in that. He's made millions in that industry, and he's going to come and join us and bring some of his inspiring ideas and thoughts to the table. I think he's coming toward the end of August, so be on the lookout for that webcast. I'll be looking forward to having him on here as well. And if you guys know of anyone that you'd like and you think would be a really outstanding guest, go ahead, email me, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Send me an email. Let me know who you think, and maybe send them an email and have them watch you know, an episode or two of Coach's Corner, so they would get an idea of what we're doing here, because it may make sense for them. It may not make sense for them. Okay, I want to leave you with one more thing. I have here a new group on Facebook, Social Media Marketing Group. If you would go on the web, www.socialmediamarketing.group, it'll take you right there. It's a Facebook group, and we're going to be doing more and more on social media marketing in the months to come, because, well, obviously you can't get away from it, right? Social media is the big thing, and that is the thing that makes the biggest difference as far as marketing online goes. So with that, I want to say thank you for watching today. If you like this, give it a thumbs up wherever you're watching it. If you're watching it on a podcast like iTunes or something, go ahead, give us a review. We could really use the reviews. If you're watching on Facebook, give it a like. On YouTube, give it a like, and share it with your friends, because that's how the word gets out, and that's how more people will come and join us and be part of the fun. Thanks so much for watching. We'll do it again next week. Have a great week, everyone.